Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Miss Heidi Slegel Points with me. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to see you. I hate that you live in Arizona.
I hate that you live in California.
Well, you're the one that left me. Just remember that.
I know.
Yes. So this is Mortgage Mom Radio. And what do we do? Well, we bring you guys all the education advice that you need all around real estate, between buying, selling, financing, buying your first home, refinancing your house, whatever it is that you need, cashing out, getting money out, paying off debts. We're here to help you guys and bring you all of the information that you need. How do you get a hold of us? Well, you give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Heidi, what's that spell?
We lend for you.
844, we lend for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. If you guys want to get interactive with us, we want you guys to watch us every single Wednesday. We've been playing around with the time schedule a little bit. So the best way to know that we've gone live is to text the word mom to 844-935-3634. Heidi, what's that spell?
We lend for you.
That's 844. We lend for you. Text the word mom to 844-935-3634. Once a week, you will get a text message from us with a link so that you can watch us go live. So we're going to play around a little bit with the time. We've always been doing it at 5 o'clock every week, and that's 5 o'clock Pacific time. And I feel like there's more people that want to watch. I think what brought me to that, maybe we need to change up the time, was when we had the poor girl that was trying to listen a couple weeks back. And she said, I can barely hear you guys. I'm trying to listen. I had to turn the air conditioning off in the car so that I could actually hear your voices. And I thought, oh my goodness, no, we don't want that to happen. If, you know, I don't want everybody having to drive home from work and trying to watch, or they're trying to get kids out to their games, you know, if they've got extracurriculars, or maybe they're trying to make dinner. So we're going to kind of experiment a little bit with the time that we go on, but it's always on Wednesdays. And the only way to know that we are live is to text us. Text the word mom to 844-935-3634. As long as you text the word mom to that number, you guys will know that we are live. You'll get a link. All you gotta do is click on the link and watch. You guys wanna hear your voice on Saturday morning on radio, all you gotta do is give us a call during the show and you can actually ask us your questions. We're gonna take those calls live. Same exact number. I wanna make sure you guys have an easy way to get through to us. It's 844-935-3634. So if you've got mortgage questions, you give us a call and we're going to get you on the air. You're going to not only be right here on YouTube with us on Wednesday, but you will also hear your voice on Saturday morning right now on Go Country 105. And that's what this show is all about. It's about educating and helping you. If you have questions, we want to hear from you. So this is our catching up with mom time. If you guys are out there, you're watching, let us know you're here. I know I can already see my dad's jumped in. He says, hi, my family is always amazing about watching. But if you are here and you guys are watching us do it, say hi, put something in the feed. If you have questions, ask us. We're going to read them out loud. We're going to answer them for you. And again, we want you guys to give us a call with your questions as well, and we're going to put you right through to the YouTube feed. We're going to talk to you and you know, get those questions answered. So it is catching up with mom time though. So what went on this week, Heidi? What you got going on?
You know what, my son got a job.
Nice. That's big.
Yes, first job. He's very excited. He's doing very well. Funniest comment ever, because I think every parent can relate to this, right? You get off work, you've worked 10 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, whatever it is. And the second you're done, all you hear is, want to come watch me skateboard? Want to come watch me bike ride? I'm hungry. You want to come watch this? Want to do this? You want to hang out with me? So my son gets home, first shift, 4 hours. Okay. Four really hard hours. So he gets home. Our son comes home and says, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. And my husband goes, do you want to watch me go outside? Do you want to go for a bike ride? Do you want to go jogging? Do you want to go throw the ball? How about this? I'm hungry. What are you doing? You want to watch this? You want to go, you know, just goes on and on and on. And our son is looking and I'm like, what is wrong with you? I just slaved away at work for 4 hours.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It was absolutely hilarious because, you know, our son was just exhausted. Like, whoa, I just worked so hard. And why are you bothering me?
Oh, my goodness. I absolutely love it. That is fantastic. He could not have done it in any better way, for real. Yep. Right. Oh, yep, that I love perfect. That. I yep. love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness. I would have done the same thing. I think that that's great. You know, I'm really hungry. Could you make me something? Yeah. I think that's perfect.
I'm hungry. Let's play ball. Let's right? go out and, you know, take me here. Take me there.
That's great. I love it. I love it. How was your 4th of July? So what, really quick, we've got Heather that says, hi, everyone. And then we've got Shelly that says, that is hilarious, which it is. Again, if you guys are watching us, we want you to comment, put something in the feed, let us know you're here. Ask us a question. This is just catching up with mom time. And then we're going to get into the goods of mortgage. What's the best way to get a hold of us and ask your questions? Well, you guys can do that all through mortgagemomradio.com. You can watch us do it on Wednesdays and you can see we're doing it live. We're going to answer the questions live. You can call in and get on air. We can hear your voice on radio by Saturday. So you guys need to follow us and watch. Everything you need to do, you can do by 844-935-3634. Text the word mom and you will get a link once a week so you can watch us do it live, or you can call in and ask us the questions. So do not miss that part. But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So how was your fourth? How was your holiday? Good, bad?
You know, it was great. Very relaxing. We don't like to go anywhere during the holidays. So we just hung out at home, did some swimming, ran some errands. We actually went over to one of our other moms that works with us, Tiffany. We went to her house, watched the fireworks, barbecued. So it was nice. How about yours? What'd you guys do?
You know what? It was great, actually. It was really good. We did nothing. It was perfect. Same thing. I don't really like to go anywhere on the busy weekends. I guess that's showing our age, right? But, you know, we swam in the pool and barbecued. My mom came over, took a couple walks, took Zeke to the park, literally just did nothing. I did a lot of house cleaning. I mean, we talked about my RV and the rat situation. So now I'm a little bit, you know, hesitant on leaving things in the RV for any extended period of time. So I, you know, washed everything that there was to possibly wash back a couple weeks ago. And then I had bought a whole bunch of those vacuum seal bags. So I got everything in the vacuum seal bags, vacuumed them down so they were nice and tight, every pillow, every blanket, every sheet, every towel, and got those all in there. Yes, I know if, you know, those rats really want to get through that plastic, they will. But I figure it doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't feel like anything. It's not, you know, it's not a soft towel that they want to dig in and make a nest, right? So just trying to prevent a little bit of damage from happening down the road or in the future. So I spent my weekend really doing that, relaxing in the pool, taking walks, really doing nothing. It was really quite nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the best weekends.
Right?
Doing nothing, relaxing at home, hanging out by the pool. Yeah. I can't do the big weekends anymore.
No, I know. I absolutely agree.
Too many people, too crazy. I'd rather be at home, hang out by the pool, relax.
Yeah, no. And the, you know, Manny talks about it all the time. It's kind of like, you know, the President's Day out in Glamis or the Thanksgiving at Glamis or going, you know, to Havasu on the 4th or Memorial or Labor Day. Count me out.
Yeah.
And again, nope, I think it's showing my age, right? I think it's just something that you just get. And I hate to say this, but I absolutely love not having crowds. I don't care if I'm not in the middle of the action. I have zero FOMO, none. Nope. Right? I mean, I think it's really, really nice when you go places and it's quiet. So again, I think it's our age, but yeah, it was a great 4th of July. I'm happy yours was good too. And you know, so let's talk a little bit. I want to talk about, so number one, for whatever reason, and you know, it's always glitches, right? And we're truly doing this thing live. Sound is going on air on Saturday mornings. But I put together the text message that was supposed to go at 5 o'clock, let everybody know that we're on. And this time it didn't go out at all. I haven't even gotten it. So I'm going to actually try to log into that. I'm going to multitask while we do the show. But okay. I know that you had something that you wanted to talk about. So I'm going to let you hit that while I'm trying to figure out why didn't our text message go out to our people that want to watch and want to see what we're doing and want to be involved. So you talk about, you mentioned it, and I'm going to let you go. Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. So what I wanted to bring up is right now we have people that are purchasing, right? So I'm just going to emphasize on a purchase. Sometimes during a purchase, in order to qualify for that purchase, you have to pay off debt to qualify for the purchase. When we are qualifying you to pay off debt during a purchase, please, please, please do not go and pay off that debt ahead of time. We're qualifying you knowing that we are going to pay off that debt through closing, and you're going to bring that money in. We're getting either statements or payoff demands to pay off that at closing. The reason I bring this up is when you go and you pay off the debt early during the middle of the process, there is a lot more documentation needed to clear that debt. And it can end up holding you up at the end of the loan when you've signed your loan docs, we think we're all good to go. And then we say, okay, great. You have to bring in an extra $20,000, we'll say, right? You're paying off a car. And you say, but I already paid off my car, but we have it in for you to pay off at closing. And now we have to go back. We have to get proof that the car was paid off. So we have to get that payoff demand showing it's a zero balance. We have to show proof of that. Then we have to get the bank statement that shows where the money came from, that it cleared your account, and we have to get your credit report updated, showing that you no longer have that lien on your credit report. When we pay it off at closing, we have already ordered a payoff. Escrow is going to pay that. So all we have to do is show the original bank statements that you had the money available. You are going to bring that in with the wire with the rest of the money that you're bringing in for the purchase of the home. Escrow is going to pay it off and we close. It is a lot easier to do it that way than trying to go ahead and paper trail the source of the funds you used, that it cleared your account, that the payoff went through, that it has now been paid off, and we update your credit report. We've had this happen a few times recently, and I do understand that when you're buying a house, you don't want anything to hold you up, so you're trying to get ahead of it and make sure you take care of it. Please do not do that. Make sure that you're having the right conversations with your loan officer, with the processor, the loan officer assistant, whoever you're working with, as to what exactly you need to do when you're getting qualified and what the condition of the loan is. Do you have to pay it up front? Do you need to do it through escrow?
I like that. I do. And I was listening and I was multitasking, but I didn't get anywhere because I couldn't get logged in from my phone. It was supposed to text me a code and I didn't get the code. So I'm going to go with, I think it did go out. I think it's just, it's got so many to get through. I think it's just taking its time, something that we'll fix and we'll work out the kinks for next week. So I'm not going to worry too much about it. But no, Heidi, you're absolutely right. We do have a lot of people that are paying things off and especially needing to pay those things off to qualify. And then when they go and they pay it off early, it just opens up a big old can of worms. Now we have to get a bank statement and we have to show that you had the money to pay the debt off. And then when you get us that bank statement, if we see something else that went on in that account, then we have to ask you more questions. And then we've got more information that we have to document. And it really just, you know, turns into kind of a mess, right? It's a lot easier to just get us a statement, hold off, hold your cookies. You're going to get the loan. It's okay to not pay it off immediately. And sometimes you feel that way. You feel like you're in a rush to do what we're asking you to do because you want that loan. So, you know, it's okay if we tell you it.
You don't want to delay anything. So you're trying to be like, well, I'm going to be proactive and I know I have to pay off the car, so I'm just going to pay it off. Unfortunately, paying off a car or any type of large amount, it doesn't happen instantaneously. Then trying to collect all the documents, it just causes delays. I mean, I don't know how many people, you pay that last car payment, you do not get that pink slip for months, or sometimes that final payoff letter, like, congratulations, you've paid off your loan. That doesn't come the next day.
Right.
So please don't do that.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, if you guys are listening and you have questions and you want to ask us questions, number one, go ahead and put that into the feed. We've got Debbie that chimed in and she said, listening to quality while driving. Thanks, ladies. Just sold my first house and getting back into selling. So, wow, Debbie sold a house. Nice. I love it. Yes. So if you guys are out there, you're listening, you have questions, the best way to interact with us is to watch us do it live on Wednesdays. You guys can put that into the feed. You can watch us via Facebook or YouTube. There's more people that watch YouTube, so you're going to see more happening in the stream than you would on Facebook, but it's totally up to you, whichever, you know, social page that you like to follow, that you like to use. We're also streaming live on Twitch. We only have a viewer or two every couple of episodes, but, we're going to make that happen one of these days. We're going to get big on Twitch. I swear I'm going to figure out how to do it. Even if that means that I've got to get Mikey's Gaming somehow linking to us. I don't know. However, you guys,
gaming, Deb.
I know I've got to start gaming, and I am the worst gamer in the world. Like, literally, I can't even play Super Mario Brothers. So we're just going to leave it at that. Pac-Man, maybe.
Just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, Pac-Man, maybe. I don't know. Again, we're showing our age, I guess. But if you guys want, the best way to interact with us is to watch us. Put your questions into the feed. If you guys want to give us a call, you got to call us on Wednesdays while we're live. So what's the best way to know that we're live? Well, you get a text message. You get a text message from me to let you know that we are live. And there's a link for you to click on. It'll take you right there to watch the show. Same exact phone number to do everything. So you're going to text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's going to get you opted in to get that texting link once a week. And that way, you know when we have gone live. Or if you guys want to give us a call and you want to ask us your question and you want to do it right on air, give us a call to 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. Text the word MOM or give us a call and you get your voice right on through the YouTube while we're doing it live. And then you will also hear your voice on radio come Saturday morning. So we'd love for you guys to join in. Best way to do that is to opt in and know when we go live by getting that text message letting you know, and the super easy link to click on to take you right here to the show. So anyway, so what is next on our agenda? What have we got going on, Heidi? Anything else happening in your world? You're watching a lot of loans. You're seeing them go through the process. How are we doing on timing these days? What's it looking like for a refinance, for example, to close, start to finish? Assuming that somebody's doing what they're supposed to. So we scrub the, you know, they do the application, they upload their documents, they don't wait, they get it done. You review the file. Give us a rundown timing. How are we looking?
If you are putting in your app, you're giving us the documents, you're being very responsive, you're signing your disclosures, we're less than 30 days. If you are not, I would say we're averaging about 45. But, you know, we just had one that was about 21 days, right? But this borrower was just Johnny on the spot. So again, if you are providing the documents, you're very accurate, you're responsive, we're less than 30 days. It's very fast. So we can get it done in 30 days or less. But again, you have to be responsive and you have to provide all of the documents that are requested for your loan.
Yeah.
And then purchase, I mean, we're flying through purchases. Really, they're...
Yeah. I mean, they're fast.
I put them on my desk, they go in, they go out.
It's, right.
It is very fast. I mean, I would say probably 21 days. I don't like to go shorter than that. Not that we can't, but I do like to be conservative. And I say I don't like to go shorter than 21 because I love the escrows that start on a Friday and we've got a holiday in there. So, you know, I'd like to say 21 days or more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we've done it. We've done them a lot faster than 21 days. Yes. And right now, honestly, things have been moving really fast, which is nice. Things have slowed down a little bit. You know, as far as it's not nearly as crazy as it was this time last year. I mean, this time last year, systems were breaking because so many people were trying to put applications in, and we were working off hours to try to make sure that we could get everybody's applications taken and we weren't going to miss anybody. Things have definitely slowed down, which I think is nice. They're at a nice, even pace right now. And things are moving very, very quickly. So that's really good. But, you know, if we had somebody that needed a 14-day escrow in order to be able to get their offer accepted, because there is still some good bidding wars going on out there, still very low on inventory as far as homes for sale, we can definitely accommodate. We can get that done.
Oh, we can. We absolutely can. I always just say 21 because I love that. Like, oh, you can do 14. Okay, we're going to sign on a Friday and give it to you on a Tuesday.
Right, right. Exactly. And that does happen. No, you cannot open escrow Friday, and then there's a holiday on Monday. So we don't actually get anything from you on Tuesday. And then you think it's going to be a 14-day escrow. I mean, you need to accommodate for that 5 days that were lost. But, you know, for the most part, though, somebody opens up an escrow on a Monday, if you needed a 14-day escrow, we could absolutely get that done very, very quickly. Yeah, which is nice. Yeah. So Shelly watching says, we're opening escrow tomorrow, ladies. Let's rock and roll. How long to get the appraisal? Love the question. So Shelly's actually one of our clients, and we're going to go ahead and get that rolling tomorrow. So what have you been seeing on average, Heidi, for our appraisal turn times?
So appraisals are definitely varying, and it depends on what area you're in, right? If you're in a very populated area, about 6 days, I say, from start to finish, from the time I order it to the time it's coming in. If you're in a rural area, we're about 10 days. So again, they vary. I've had them come in 3 days, but I would say we're averaging about 6 days from the time I order it till they come in.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. No. I think that's great. So Shelly's saying she's buying in Oceanside. Shelly, that's a very populated area. Yeah. Not going to have any issues whatsoever getting your appraisal done. So really about a week, I would say, from the time we get it ordered. This is a really good time for us to talk about that process, though, and how do we get that appraisal ordered? Because a lot of people don't really realize, and they're like, well, why hasn't it been ordered yet? And you're 4 days in and they're wondering, why haven't you ordered it yet? And if I was the normal consumer, I'd be like, why haven't you ordered it yet? What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Right. So absolutely. I think it's a great time for us to talk about what that process is in order to allow us to get that appraisal ordered. I think it's great for real estate agents to understand as well, kind of what does go on in the background. It's not that they don't understand what an appraisal is or why it needs to be done or even how to read the report. They know, they understand, but they don't know what we're doing as the lender. What is the delay? Why are you waiting, ladies? Why aren't you getting it done? Heidi, why isn't it ordered yet?
Yes, I love that question. Okay, so in order to get your appraisal ordered, we have a couple different processes, right? You have to, one, you do the application. First step, we start collecting your documents, but most important, you do the application. We're going to send you what we call an e-consent. The e-consent says we can send you documents electronically. You have to approve that e-consent. Within about 24 hours from you doing that, we're going to send you your initial loan documents. That actually has your intent to proceed. That is the key document. Once you have completed your intent to proceed, I can then request your credit card from you, which is an upfront fee. It is generally the only upfront fee, unless you have a condo, which I'll veer away from, but that would be an additional fee. Once you send that back to me, I can then order your appraisal. I cannot order your appraisal until you have completed the authorization to do your electronic disclosures, and you have completed your electronic disclosures, which says, I intend to proceed with this loan application with you.
Right. And how long does it take to get the intent to proceed?
1 day.
Okay. Exactly. Maybe one day, right? It depends on the borrower. So we've got, you know, there are things that are happening that you guys have to be aware of. When we send you the e-consent, you guys need to log in and you need to sign that e-consent. You're consenting to do things electronically. Then we're going to send you the disclosures. When you get the disclosures, you need to go in and you need to sign those disclosures electronically. If you don't sign the disclosures, we don't get the intent to proceed. If you want to do things the old school fashion way, we're totally happy to do that. But now we've got a mail you the documents and or email them to you. You need to print them. You need to sign them all with by hand with ink. And then you need to scan them all and send them back to us, or you need to mail them back to us. Think about how much longer of a process that is. That could take you 4 or 5 days to get them all printed, get them, get through 77 to 85 to 90 sets of pieces of paper and mm-hmm. signatures, and then get it all scanned in and sent back to us and hope that the scanner didn't maybe eat one of those documents that we needed to order that appraisal.
If you're going electronically, it's about 48 hours.
Yes.
If you are not doing the e-consent and the electronic disclosures, you know, you will just call it a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what else to call it.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it could be 3 days. It could be a week. But yes, there is a large delay. If you do not do the e-consent and the electronic disclosures, then there is a large delay on that appraisal. And again, if you don't provide your credit card authorization, that again is a delay.
Right. Absolutely. So again, just you guys think about that for a minute. The faster you move, the faster that we move. If it's going to take us, we need to get the e-consent from you before we can send you out the disclosures, and it takes you, you're at work, we send it to you and you wait till that night to sign the e-consent. Then we go ahead and order the disclosures. They go out the next night and you don't get back to them, you know, or we don't get them back from you until the next morning. You've already lost 2 days that you've been in escrow and we haven't even collected your credit card from you in order to get that appraisal ordered. So just keep that in mind, that the quicker that you move, the faster that we move. If we know that it's a rush, it's a quick purchase, it's a 14-dayer, it's a 21-dayer, we're going to go ahead and put a rush on those disclosures, but you've got to get the e-consent done first. If you don't get that done, then again, everything is held up. So keep that in mind when you call to say, why isn't my appraisal ordered yet? Well, we haven't gotten your credit card yet. We haven't done that because you haven't signed your paperwork yet. So just keep that in mind. You guys got to make sure that you get that done. We do have Heather's got put in a comment, and she says, I have a call from Kathy in Granada Hills. She currently has a 4% rate and has MI. She wants to know if it is a good idea to refinance when her rate is already low.
So I think, you know, MI and you having a low rate, I think it's always good to look at and see, one, what is your MI? Okay. What is your MI payment? I don't necessarily want to pay MI if I don't need to. If I can get rid of MI, I'm going to. Yes, if you have a low rate, fine, but rates are still relatively low today. So if you can refinance, get rid of your MI and still have a relatively low rate over time, I believe you're going to be saving money. And you never know when they're going to take away the writing off MI.
Right.
We had it. They took it. We had it back. I have no idea what the new tax law is. So I personally, yes, I think that you should refinance to get out of MI when you can.
Yes. And I agree with that.
If it changes, then I don't know if you can do that later.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the question here is if they have a currently has a 4% rate. So number one,
4%. I didn't catch that.
Yeah. So number one, a 4% interest rate today is a very high interest rate. So we'd be reducing your interest rate and getting rid of the mortgage insurance. That's a no brainer. Hands down, 100% all day long. That's a no brainer. Get the application started. If you had an interest rate, you were telling me that the interest rate you have is 2.5%. And you've got mortgage insurance, and let's say that interest rates today are at 3.25%, we'd be looking at what is the difference in the monthly payment. If right. we do a refinance at a higher interest rate, but we get rid of the mortgage insurance and your monthly payment is the same or better than what you had at that lower interest rate, then like Heidi said, right now mortgage insurance is tax deductible. A couple of years back, it was not. So they could change the tax laws at any point in time and say mortgage insurance is no longer tax deductible again, and you'd be better off having that interest as the write-off. If the monthly payment is going to go up to get rid of the mortgage insurance, then just keep what you've got. I mean, honestly, right now it is tax deductible. It could stay tax deductible. You know, it's not that they're going to take that away, and your total overall monthly payment is less expensive paying the MI. Keep paying the MI. So we had somebody get on. It says Espolenlocos, I think is his name. Espolenlocos. I hope I said that right. Sorry if I didn't. Espolenlocos. Bolin Locos. I think that's how it's supposed to go. I don't speak Spanish, so I'm not sure. But it says, we love your show. You're the best. We love you. Thank you so much for watching. Really, we appreciate that very much. And again, if you guys are out there and you're watching, please tell us that you're there. Put something into the feed. Ask us a question. That's what makes this show great. The more questions that we get, the better that it is. We want you guys to call in. We want you to hear your voice right now on YouTube, and we want you to hear your voice again on radio. So if you have questions, feel free to give us a call. We're happy to take those live. It's 844-935-3634. Oh, that is ringing. Oh, take the call, Mikey. Push it. Push the button. Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. This is Debbie. How can we help you?
Hi, Debbie. This is Kim. I live in Pasadena, and I'm looking at buying a home. And I'm wondering if I should do a VA loan or an FHA loan.
Ooh, good question.
And what's the difference?
Okay, so we've got Kim. I'm sorry, where'd you say you were calling from?
Pasadena.
Okay, Kim from Pasadena. She's looking to buy a home, and she's wondering if she should do a VA loan or an FHA loan, correct? That's what you said?
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Okay, and she's not quite sure what the difference is. So, number one, are you a veteran? Do you have VA eligibility?
Yes, my husband does.
Okay, so if your husband's got VA eligibility, do you guys have a down payment?
We have a little bit saved, but not much. I'd like not to put anything down if I don't have to.
Okay. So the difference between VA and FHA are 0% down versus 3.5% down with FHA. So in your situation, VA would be better for you to get in with zero down. If you've got a little bit of money in your pocket, you can use that towards your closing costs rather than needing to maybe save a little bit more or emptying your bank account completely to zero. The other difference between VA and FHA is that the VA loan is going to have no mortgage insurance, where FHA will. So all in all, in your situation with little down payment or little amount of money available to get into the home and having the eligibility of VA, I would tell you that that is the direction that you should go all day long.
Okay. And then if that's something, is that something that you guys do, or do I have to go to like a special lender for that, or...
Nope, we do it. We do it all day long. So Heidi, I know you can't actually hear the caller because of your Zoom, so you don't get the sound. But she's asking if that's something that we do as being the lender, or if she needs to go to a different lender for VA. And no, you do not have to go anywhere. You can give us a call, and we do VA loans all day long. Heidi loves them. They're her favorite. They're actually one of my favorite loans to do. And everybody on the team is very well versed in them. It is something that it is that you should know. It's not something that everybody knows. There's a lot of lenders that you call and you say VA and they kind of shy away from it, but it is something that we do a lot of. Heidi, how do you feel about VA?
Well, I'm going to be honest. So Kim, I used to not do any VA loans many years ago. And when I would get one, I would actually hand it off to someone that I felt was very seasoned with the VA, because you do need to know the ins and the outs. Now, for many years, I have been doing a lot of VA loans, and I do actually love doing VA loans now because I do understand them, and they are such a huge benefit to our vets that I absolutely love doing them. And to me, they're actually very easy loans to do now that I understand them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we love them. We would love to help you, Kim. And the easiest thing for you to do is to get on the calendar, talk to one of our loan officers about your situation, about your loan. They're going to educate you, take you through that process from beginning to end, get you ready for it, and then get you off the information you need to get that application started. If you've got some money saved up, there's a good chance that you have what you need to move forward right now and to not have to wait. So that's one of the things that I see a lot of people do, is that they wait longer than what they needed to. And if they would have just called and inquired, we walk them through the situation, they very well could have been applying and looking for a house, and instead they stalled themselves 6 months, a year, sometimes even longer. It's amazing how we stall ourselves when we don't need to. I mean, I know that I think about doing things all the time that I'm like, I can't. But then again, you know, I could have, right? So just keep that in mind. If you're thinking about doing it, give us a call and let us get you on the books and talk to somebody and let's see what we can do.
Perfect. Thank you so much for all your help, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you calling. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. So great call. So I know that it was hard for you to hear, Heidi, and I not 100% sure she could hear you because this is the first time that we're dabbling in the taking the call on the show live piece. But it was a great question, and we want everybody out there listening to know that you guys can call in too, and you can ask your questions as well. Oh, hello, this is Debbie.
Hi, this is Lynn. I have a question regarding VA benefits and buying an investment property.
Okay, so VA benefits and buying an investment property. What's your question? Can you do it?
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, can do it, but can I use 100% of my benefits since I've never used them before?
You cannot. So a VA loan is going to be for a primary residence only. For an investment property, you would have to get a conventional loan, and you do need to have the majority of the time, most of the loan products will need at least 20% down payment. Bummer.
Okay, so you can't use a VA. I couldn't do 100% down, but can you do a less percentage and still do VA as an investment?
You cannot. The only time that you can do an investment financing with a VA is if you already had a VA loan and we were actually just doing a rate and term refinance where they actually call it an IRL or an interest rate reduction loan, where we're literally just lowering the interest rate on the loan that you already have in place. So in order to buy a house for an investment property, you would not be able to utilize the VA benefit.
Okay.
Well,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. But if you have never used your VA benefit before, maybe you need to buy a home of your own. Do you own a home right now?
I do own a home right now. We were looking at an investment for a rental since the rentals are so great right now too.
Okay. So maybe we take a look at your home loan and we see where your interest rate is at. Maybe we use your VA benefit to do a cash out on your home, on your primary, get you guys the cash out that you need for the down payment on the conventional investment home. So something you could definitely look at. The nice thing about but VA loans for cashing out is most of the time we can go up to 100% of your value to get the money out. So maybe that's an option, is to take some money out to go ahead and make that investment that you want.
That is a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. So if you do want to, we can go ahead and put you on hold and we can get you back over to Jenny, who answered the phones, and she can get you on the books if you'd like to make an appointment to talk with one of us.
Sounds great. Thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. And if you have any other questions, we're always here.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Hold on for us. So another great call. So I know that you couldn't hear everything that she was asking, Heidi. Again, we've got to try to figure out how we're going to make this work with the Zoom piece. But, you know, really she had never used her VA benefit before, and she was hoping she could use that benefit to buy an investment property. Great question. We get those questions all the time, right? And something that, you know, she was really, you know, discouraged and down. There's just no other opportunity. Talk a little bit for a second, Heidi, about a VA cash out.
VA cash outs are fantastic because if you want to take cash out, you have a lot more room than you do on any other type of cash out loan. Cash out loans, you are limited on loan to value when you want to take a cash out. And on VA, on a lot of them, you can go up to the 100%, if not 95%, and be able to draw out a lot more equity from your home when you need to. There's just, VA has so many more opportunities, and especially on the cash out right now. I think everything else is still at the 80%, right?
Right. No, you're correct. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay. So for someone that currently has a VA loan and they want to do cash out, which right now, I'll be honest, we're seeing a lot more cash out because values have gone up so much. So if you are a vet, you have a VA loan, and you're looking to do home improvements, debt consolidation, you have a lot more room to do that with a cash out.
Right. Absolutely. And the nice thing too, is that with the VA loans, we've got a lot more room as far as debt ratios go. We've got a lot more room as far as credit scores go. Interest rates are phenomenal because with those Govy loans, the government loans, we definitely get a little bit better pricing. And here comes another call. So Mikey, answer it. Because it's loud. Hey there, you've got Mortgage Mom on. How are you? Oh, did we miss it? Okay, well, we missed that one. That's okay. That just tells you guys, if you have questions and you want to call and you want to get in on the show, please feel free to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Your calls and your questions are what make this show awesome, so we want you guys to be doing that with us. If you want to know when we go live so that you can call in with those questions, all you got to do is text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That's LEND and the number 4. Heidi, what is it?
844 We Lend For You.
That's right. Text the word MOM to that number, or you can call us direct at that number. And you guys can either get on the show when we're live on Wednesdays. And if you text us, you are opting in so that you do get a text message to know when we are live. You'll get a link to click on and it'll take you right to the show. You guys can call us at that number and you can get in on air and you'll hear yourself. You'll hear your question. We're going to answer it for you. We're doing it live. And then that sound will go to radio on Saturday. So you'll be a big radio star come Saturday morning on radio. So get in on it and be part of the show. If you guys are watching, we want to know you're watching. Put your comments into the feed, put your questions into the feed. So if you're a little scared to have your voice on radio, go ahead and follow the show on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and make sure that you click the notification bell so that you know when we go live. Then you'll be able to go ahead and put your comments right into the feed, and we will go ahead and read those questions and answer them for you out loud. So once again, VA loans are fantastic. Cash out is awesome. It was a great question that we received. Here's the next question for you, Heidi. This is actually my dad, which I like. He says, in some states, they have multiple zoning, a residence with some kind of commercial building on it. Actually, Missouri is the state I'm looking at. Do you do loans on this of this nature? Great show, guys. And then he says, screen froze, but I can hear you guys. So I don't know if my dad's screen froze or we're frozen. I'm not too sure. But that is called mixed use. And yes, we can do loans on mixed use. There are particular guidelines that have to be adhered to. So we would really, it's going to be property to property. It has to be very common for the area. There have to be other properties in that area that are similar with a residence and a commercial building on it. The residence needs to be more of the square footage of the entire property than the actual commercial piece of the property is. And that is what is going to create this or make it a residential loan. There are loans that you can get for properties that are not in a normal, you know, it's not common for the area and the commercial piece is bigger than the residential piece. And those are going to be commercial loans. You just absolutely have to get a commercial loan. And that is not something that we do. We only do residential, but it's going to be property by property. And you just have to send me the address and let me look it up. And then we can let you know if it's something we can do for you. And I know you want to move to Missouri. I'm very aware, Dad. I'm very aware. Got anything on mixed use you want to talk about, Heidi?
No, it's just I've done actually quite a few over time. And it's just making sure that we know operation-wise, right? Because it is what is operating. So I've run through a few times where they say, well, I'm buying this and it's a huge orchard. However, we're not going to use it as that. But if it's actually been operating as a functional orchard, and that is majority of the use, we're still not going to be able to do it. So you can't just buy something like that and say, but I'm not going to.
Right.
That
Correct.
Doesn't work.
Right.
You know, you can't buy a vineyard and be like, yeah, but I'm going to shut it down.
Right. I'm not going to grow those grapes. Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to grow those grapes anymore. So it does have to be how it's been functioning and what the percentage of business versus residential is.
Right. Absolutely. So, the mixed use is something that is it is common in a lot of areas. We've recently done one in San Pedro. So it is possible that it's there, that there are mixed use properties that they're very, very popular also in Newport Beach. For some reason, there's a good little strip of them where there is a little storefront in the front and then the home in the back. That is very common. But, you know, the majority of the time, the commercial is usually the bigger portion of the space, more square footage than the actual residential piece. And in that situation, you're really looking at a commercial loan. We get a lot up in Paso, being here in California. So a lot of Paso where somebody wants to buy, you know, really cute home, 2000 square foot property, but it's on 20 acres. And like you said, it's vineyards or it's apple orchards or it's, you know, oranges or whatever that it might be. And that's an operating farm. That's a little bit different. That's not a residential loan. So, it really does depend, but if you really are just buying 10 acres of land and it's just rolling hills and trees and, you know, mountains and lake and it's
like my sister's going to be buying.
Yeah, exactly. And she's buying in Texas and talk to us a little bit about that, Heidi. What is she getting out there in Texas?
Yeah. So my sister has decided she's going to leave California and she found a beautiful house. You know, it's the first one she's found, so I'm sure it won't be the one, but you know, 4,000 square feet, 10 acres, a barn for the horses, beautiful pond with a river.
Price?
And she's all in. It's about $950,000.
Okay, wait a minute. You said 10 acres, a pond, a stream, a barn, 4,000 square feet. Can you even imagine what that would cost somewhere here in LA?
About $4 million.
Right? Oh my goodness. I don't blame her. I do not blame her. I'm out too. I need to know where she's going. I'm going to become her neighbor.
Yeah.
I might.
She sent me this house. And I was like, I'm coming to visit. When are you moving?
Right?
Like, it's just gorgeous. And
you can't even
her.
Even where you live.
Horses. No.
All right. Here comes another call. Jen.
Hello.
Hi. This is Debbie with Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi. Well, I wanted to ask you, as I've been in forbearance, I believe I have 6 months and I've covered 3 payments of it. But rates are so good. I would really like to try to get out of that and do a refinance and drop my payment. Am I able to do that yet or do I have to wait?
You can actually refinance. You do not have to wait if you have made the 3 payments since you came out of forbearance. Now, one of the things to keep in mind is you have to make sure you have come out of forbearance. So a lot of times you will start you might still be in forbearance, but you've decided to start making the payments. You're not necessarily out yet. So do you know if you've actually talked with the bank and they've taken you out of forbearance?
I'm not out of forbearance yet. I think I've got 2 payments left or so.
But you've already made 3 payments.
Yeah, I think I'm not quite sure of exactly how many I made, but I believe it was 6 months. And I think they said I have 2 months left and then I can go out of the forbearance.
Okay, but you've already made 3 of the payments.
Yes.
Okay, so you should be okay, but what I would suggest that you do is actually send us the paperwork. You should have received paperwork from them that you signed. And if you send that to us, we will review it with you, and then we will confirm that you are good to go.
Okay, and then we can get a rate and then see when I can actually get it closed.
Exactly. And the best thing to do, honestly, is if you want to, I'm going to hang up with you now just because you're in the studio with me. So we'll hang up, but call back right away and talk with Jenny and tell her that you'd like to make an appointment to talk with one of our loan officers, or we can even get you sent over to somebody right now. They'll give you all their contact information, or you can send it directly to me at questions@mortgagemomradio.com. So however you feel most comfortable, but once we see the documents, we can read through it for you. And then we'll let you know, yes, you're good to go. Or do you need to make one more payment? Or do you need to get out of the forbearance first? It's going to just depend on how it's written in the paperwork.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I love your show too. So
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for checking in and giving us a call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I know you couldn't hear her, Heidi, so we're going to work on that. We're going to figure out if there's a way to make it happen. It's hard because you're Zooming, and then that's a different, you know, piece of the computer. But she was asking, she's in forbearance right now. They gave her a 6-month forbearance, but she's actually made her most recent 3 monthly payments on her forbearance. She has 2 more payments to go where she's in the forbearance, but she's already made her last 3 payments during the forbearance. So she very well may be good to go right now because she's made the 3 payments, but we really need to see that forbearance paperwork, because there might be, if the first 2 months of the forbearance she didn't make payments and there's a balance that's due, I believe we've got to get that piece settled up before we can move forward with the refi. You've actually been dealing with this a little bit more recently because I've seen some files come through and they're starting to finally give some guidance on the situation. So if you had been talking to her and you could have heard her, how would you have answered?
I would have let her know that we need to see her forbearance paperwork and whether or not she's received her deferment paperwork. So need to see if there is a deferment of that balance, if they've made it a second, if she's paid it off, if she hasn't. We will not be able to close her loan until it's actually done. Until the forbearance is over, we would not be able to close her loan. Now, she could call and say, hey, I'm making my payments. I want my forbearance ended early. I want to end it at this time. And every, I would say almost every single forbearance document I've read says you can end it at any time. So they're giving them 6 months. I've decided I want to make these three payments. I don't need it anymore. They could say, okay, I want to end it. And then they'll send them their deferment package that says, here's what we did with the rest of it. So I would have given her guidance. Hey, you're making your payments. You want to refinance? Call them tomorrow. Tell them you want to end your forbearance
early.
And send your deferment package. Send that over to us and we can get started.
Right. Perfect. And I told her, I said, just go ahead and send us the paperwork. Let us read through it. And then we could guide her where to go next. So, you know, she really, and it's the same idea, but I love that. That's why I asked, because they're finally coming out with the guidance on it. You're the one that's in the thick of things up front where you're getting the loan approved and then the conditions are coming out from underwriting. So you're working with the clients to get the rest of what might've been missing. And this is something that for the longest time, we just had no idea what they were going to ask for. Then they came out.
We were just kind of asking and then going and then asking for other stuff. And, you know, honestly, I was asking for deferment papers before forbearance. And it turns out we get forbearance before deferment. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Figuring it out.
Right. Exactly. If you guys have a question, how do you get a hold of us? It's 844-935-3634. That is the best way to get your answers. All you've got to do is call in. You can get an appointment on the books. You can call on Wednesday during the show. You can put a message into the feed. We're going to read it out loud. If you want to hear your voice on radio, then you got to call during the show. How do you know that we're live? Well, you text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That's going to opt you in and you're going to get a text message with us with a link right as we go live every Wednesday. So that's the best way to know that we are live and to not miss us. So text the word mom to 844-935-3634. If you have questions, go ahead and put them into the feed. If you guys are watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch, happy to answer those questions for you. You want to hear your voice? We want to get you on radio. We love that. Everything that we do, we're doing it live. You can hear me making mistakes. That's happening. This is the first show we've taken calls live since I've been at the studio in person in, oh my goodness, like probably 4 years. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulties and you guys are actually hearing it happen. And we take this sound and we send it to radio on Saturday morning. So if you want to be on the radio, you want to hear yourself, you got to call in during the show. It's always the same number. Heidi knows it.
No, I don't.
It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take one more call right now. And then we're really at the end of the show. So if you guys want to see more, make sure you subscribe to our channel and click your notification bell so you know when we go live. I think we have a call come in and I told her to send it. There it goes. All right, Mikey, pick it up. All right. Well, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Keith. I've been listening to your show for a while. I just had a question.
Sure.
I was looking to buy like in the San Fernando Valley. And is now a good time to buy a home?
You know what? It's always a good time to buy. If you don't own a home now, you've never owned a home, there's never a bad time to buy. There's just a bad time to sell. Larry, who works for me, that's his famous phrase. He says it every time. It's really about whether you own a house, you don't own a house, do you have a tax deduction? Do you need a tax deduction? You know, everybody's situation is a little bit different. But yes, I would say that it's always a good time to buy.
Okay, so even though the market's there's a lot of people trying to buy, but not many homes, you still think it's a good time. Okay.
I do. Interest rates are, you know, very low right now, and you could wait. You could wait until there is more inventory. When there is more inventory, we might see prices on homes come down just slightly, but you're going to see interest rates go up as well with the inflation. So your monthly payment at the end of the day is going to be very similar, if not the same. That's at least my call as the mortgage mom. That's what I see happening with my ball, my crystal ball that I would be looking into the future. And in that situation, you've been a homeowner, you've owned the home, you've been taking the tax deduction rather than waiting it out and sitting on the sidelines. If you're getting into a payment that you can afford and you love the home, then there's absolutely no reason to wait. Does that make sense?
Yes. It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. If you'd like to know more, all you've got to do is give us a call. I'm going to hang up on you now since we're in the studio, but you call our number right back and we'll have Jenny get you on the calendar to talk with one of our loan officers and start the whole education home buying process with you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. I appreciate it. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. So another great call. He said he was from the San Fernando Valley and he just wanted to know if it was a good time right now to buy, even though there's not a lot of homes on the market and the inventory is low and the prices are high and, you know, should he be waiting? And so you heard my answer. Anything you'd add to that, Heidi?
No, you know, I can't really disagree with that, right? I just bought my home last year in the height of the market. I think that being a homeowner is extremely valuable. So if you're not a homeowner now, why would you not buy?
Right. Absolutely.
Instead of renting. I just don't rent high. If I'm going to pay most likely less than my rent for my mortgage, why would I not go out and own my own home?
Absolutely. Well, this is the end of our show for Saturday morning, so I have to cut it, but we're not going to jump off, so don't anybody leave yet. We'll finish up where we're at, but this is the end of the show. If you guys like listening to what you're hearing and you want to hear the rest of the show, all you got to do is go to YouTube and you can see what we do in the Mortgage Mom After Hours, because we only get 160 minutes on Go Country, but we hope you guys enjoyed it. Text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. You want to be one of our callers on Wednesday, you've got to opt in, so text MOM to 844 we lend for you. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. That way you do know when we go live and you'll get that text message with that link. So we hope you guys all have a fantastic weekend and we'll talk to you all next week. See ya.
Have a great week and weekend.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.